City Councilor and former educator John Haverlick proposed a $1.6 million contribution for Petersburg schools. That's the same level as the year before, but $200,000 less than the district requested for this year.
Unless they're providing some extended services, they're already getting more monies from the state, they have fewer students. I didn't see any reason for an increase. The other concern I had is if the timber receipts don't come through, we're going to be hit hard with the general fund. And even if they do come through next year, and you know, we go up to this 1.8, then we'll have to take so much more out for next year. Otherwise, they're going to take a pretty severe hit.
Haverlick and other councilors wondered about the fate of federal funding that has come to the city under the Secure Rural Schools Act. That federal legislation is designed to pay money for schools and road construction in communities and counties near national forest land. In recent years, it has meant around $900,000 a year for Petersburg schools. The legislation has expired and needs an extension or reauthorization by Congress. Last month, a one-year extension passed the Senate as part of an emergency supplemental appropriations bill, but it still needs House approval and is also facing a presidential veto threat. All that means that councilors were not ready to count on the $900,000 in federal funds for the upcoming year. And City Manager Richard Underkoffler said the city had anticipated getting that money, formerly called timber receipts.
In the budget that we've given you, we assumed we were going to get $900,000 out of timber receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we don't get that money, timber receipt funds is going to be pretty well knocked out next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they'll be getting a windfall, mm-hmm. because they only get what you appropriate to them. So you're giving them a little bit more than 4 mils out of property tax, and then the balance is coming out of the timber receipts reserves that we've been holding on behalf of the district.
In recent years, the city's contribution to the schools has fluctuated from a high of $2 million to a low of 1.6. The city is only required to give 4 mils of property tax revenues, around $1 million for this year. It was a close vote to cut the school's money, but it failed 4-3, with Haverlick, Ed Sarf, and Dan Hickman voting to reduce that amount. Following the vote, Councilor Bob Nilsen said it was too late to change the number for the district.
It's kind of too late with too little, as far as I'm concerned. They've already kind of planned on the money to change in a log in the middle of the stream, you get wet. So I just felt that we waited too long to do this. It probably was a good motion, but it's too late in the game as far as I was concerned. That's my excuse.
The council is at the end of its 30-day window for approving something other than the request from the district. Without any other action by council, the city is obligated to give the district what it asked for. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.